WTAW news time is 7:06, 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by groundshuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The sons of two former Bryan City councilmen are running for the seats their fathers once held. One is Prentice Madison, seeking the single-member District 2 seat, held for 11 years by his father Paul between 2001 and 2006, then 2007 until 2013. As previously reported, Ruben Marine is running for single-member District 1, the seat his father Joe held between 2001 and 2007. The sons are also both on Bryan's Planning and Zoning Commission and also served on the Parks and Recreation Board. The filing period for the Bryan and College Station City Councils and School Boards continue through August 22nd. The fight over high-speed rail from Dallas to Houston appears to be heading to the state legislature, as Texas Central still claims the line will be up and running by 2022.
Since the entire line would run within the state of Texas, the Federal Surface Transportation Board decided they will have no oversight on the project. Holly Reed represents Texas Central, the company pursuing it.
So that means that the project does not have to have the board's approval to begin to construct and operate the train.
Opponents like Kyle Workman of Texans Against High-Speed Rail believe the decision forces a fight in the state legislature.
They need to come to the state to get approval to build, because it's an intrastate project.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A Bryan man is accused of intentionally driving over someone Tuesday at the rear of a Bryan convenience store. The arrest report from Bryan police states the car, driven by 44-year-old Jose Martinez Gutierrez, came to a complete stop on top of the victim, who was taken to the hospital where he was treated and released for injuries that included burns from coming in contact with the car's hot motor. Police in Bryan and College Station received reports Tuesday from small businesses and local shopping centers where customers tried to pass counterfeit money. In both cities, one business refused the funny money and one accepted it. All four cases are under investigation. Time is running out for anyone in Brazos, Grimes, Burleson, and Washington counties affected by severe weather from 2 months ago. FEMA has announced the Grimes County Disaster Office in Todd, Mission will close Saturday at noon. Bryan Mayor Jason Bayinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs encouraged victims to go to FEMA's center at the Bryan High School Blue Campus.
There is some talks that they might extend that, but right now I'm going to tell you it's August 10th.
Bayinski says efforts continue to have a town hall or workshop meeting next week with FEMA officials. FEMA has distributed more than $2.6 million to 610 victims in the four counties. The Small Business Administration has approved $2.2 million in loans for victims in the same area. There is at least one person living in Brazos County with the Zika virus. The health department says there is no evidence of mosquitoes in Brazos County with Zika. The infected person recently returned from traveling to an area with ongoing Zika transmission by mosquitoes. Zika is one of several diseases that can be spread by mosquitoes. Community Health Services Director Julie Anderson recommends seeing a medical professional when experiencing any symptoms. Reminders also include protecting yourself from mosquitoes.
Light candles, like the citronella candles, that kind of help keep mosquitoes at bay. Wear DEET. Sometimes it's hard when it's hot outside to wear long pants, but if you're someone that's prone to having mosquitoes bite them, then you might want to take those extra measures.
More information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by groundshuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Well, we pretty well figured out that this week has been the coolest week since summer really started. Even though we haven't hit 100 degrees yet officially, it's still plenty hot out there. And the folks at Intercon want to remind you, they got a couple of things that can help out. First of all, solar screens. You can choose what kind of solar screens you want from a color standpoint, from a style, and also from sun blockage, anywhere from 10 to 90%. This is a product that immediately makes a difference inside your home or maybe an outbuilding somewhere where you need to be, but the sun coming in is just making it so hot in there. And like everything else they do at Intercon, they'll come out, they'll give you an estimate, then they'll leave you alone with never giving you any high-pressure sales techniques. That's not the way that Intercon works. It's a father and son-started company. They still own the company. They have local people working for them. They are doing it the same way that they always have, making sure that you get the numbers and then you make the decision. Also, of course, they do windows as well. So if you'd like some more information about the windows or the solar screens, give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
With Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to work your big land with equipment that was built for it. Right now, get a John Deere 1023E compact with 23 horsepower for just $9.99 a month, or a 3032E with 32 horsepower as low as $135 a month. Both include a 6-year powertrain warranty. At Sioux Falls Prater, you'll be able to drive home a John Deere, the official tractor of the Texas Rangers. Get a quote at cptractor.com. Offer ends August 2nd, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Good morning, it's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Hotter temperatures start to work their way back into the forecast over the next several days. We're partly sunny today with the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon. Highs right at 95. Tonight, lots of cloudiness. Overnight lows 75 to 80. Tomorrow, turning partly sunny with a high of 95 to 100 through the afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. More sunshine on Saturday. There could be temperatures close to 100 in some spots Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, our very own Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. A local baseball coach is to be inducted into the ABCA Hall of Fame. And in Texas Collegiate League Baseball, 21's the magic number. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Eagles music this morning?
Nice.
Don't hear that very often. They've never been heard before, right? Anyway, that's, of course, peaceful, easy feeling because, some happy news. For the sixth year in a row, the Global Peace Index, which is produced each year by the Institute of Economics, assesses the level of peace in 163 independent states and territories around the world.
Oh, right.
Can you guess the most peaceful country in the world? Got any idea?
Peaceful. Switzerland, man.
No, man. Switzerland is not even in the top 10.
Really?
Yeah, as a matter of fact. For the sixth consecutive year, Iceland has claimed a title.
Really?
Yep. Wow.
In the 2016 ranking, the Nordic island nation, followed by Denmark, Austria, New Zealand, and Portugal. Our neighbors to... Oh, I'm sorry. Switzerland's number 7. Okay.
At least it's in there.
Canada's in there at number 8. Japan's number 9.
Japan?
Yeah. And Slovenia in at number 10.
All these nations. What about Colorado,
yeah,
man?
These are just countries. So there. That's it. That's the... And again, well, when you land at the airport, I hope there are no disturbances or any... You know, you wouldn't want anybody... Where were they holding up the signs in the...
That was in Rio.
Yeah, in Rio.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to hell.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, we'll have...
Which we didn't even talk about the Olympics yesterday.
I know.
And I had stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, is it dated? Is it stuff
we can still use? Yeah, we can definitely still
Wonderful.
Talk about
All right.
It.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Wait, you want to pull it up right now? You
yeah.
Got it nearby?
Yeah,
right.
let me get it from yesterday.
Okay, and I'll get my Olympic music ready so okay. We can do that. And here we go. And now here's Chelsea Reaper with the Olympic report.
So this comes from the New York Times. Okay. This was an article earlier this week. But basically, the athletes, some of them have arrived in Rio.
Oh, good.
And their living quarters are not so hot. Blocked toilets, leaking pipes, and exposed wiring are just a few of the issues. There was also bad lighting in many stairwells and dirty floors in a need of a massive clean.
Who would have thought?
I can't imagine they don't have it completely ready, because they always do.
Yeah, Sunday was supposed to be move-in day for many athletes, right. And this was the leader of the Australian Olympic delegation that said many of its athletes would not be checking in because of problems.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Water has come through the ceiling, resulting in large puddles on the floor around cabling and wiring.
How can we work under these conditions?
And they show a picture. I mean, it looks worse than my college dorm room.
Oh.
And that's, these are world-class athletes where sleep is obviously a very important part of what they do every day.
Right, one would think so.
And this is not even look close to where it should be.
We need to return to the old days. Between 1912 and 1948, art competitions were part of the Olympics. Medals were awarded for architecture, music, painting, and sculpture.
Hey, that would be cool.
Yeah, right. Right.
The United States says they expect about 500 athletes and staff members to stay in the athletes' village. And one of their spokesmen, Patrick Sandusky, said, as in case with every games, we're working with local organizers to address minor issues and make sure the village is ready for Team USA athletes.
Exposed wires and water on the floor does not sound like a minor issue.
No, it does not. So, that's my latest Olympic news.
But, you know, with all the good news coming out of Rio, who would have thought something like this would happen?
No, exactly. As we continue to have more. And again, we haven't even started. Yet. How do you get to not stay at the Olympic Village? Don't you have to do that?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe there's some people who are special. They don't have to do that. So just let you know. Well, good. Thank you. I appreciate you doing that.
Of course.
Early in the show, that got our Olympic update.
There we go.
Out of the way. Debate over whether or not e-cigarettes are safe has been raging since e-cigarettes and vaping first came on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
While one side, particularly the manufacturers, maintains that vaping is safe as an alternative to smoking tobacco, government regulators and anti-smoking groups have worked hard to talk to the public about e-cigarettes that they say are, in fact, hazardous to your health. Now, new research, this is the latest from the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, has just identified two chemicals in e-cigarettes that can cause cancer, they say, and the study determined that the amounts of these two previously undetected chemicals varies widely between the different brands of the e-cig. So, as with anything else, research it for yourself.
Yeah.
Make a no judgment. Mm-hmm. If you want to do this, then you do that. Understand, like anything else that you do, there may be some situations that happen because of it, but whatever. If we wanted to be absolutely safe, we'd wrap ourselves in bubble wrap every day and roll down the street.
Exactly. Yeah.
I will say this. There was a time that I was smoking many cigarettes a day. I mean, like a pack a day at least.
Mm-hmm.
And I did switch to e-cigs for a while, and it helped. It helped me quit for a while. You know, it was good.
If it works for you, hello.
Hang on.
Yep.
Hello.
The previously undetermined chemical in those cigarettes is water.
Is that right? Okay, thank you.
Plus, anything can cause cancer at a certain amount.
Oh, yeah, sure,
you know.
Sure. Well, again, and if it takes you off the tobacco, which is what you want to do, mm-hmm. then there you are.
Yep. Yeah,
there you are. Okay. I didn't want to talk about the president a lot because, I had this story that's almost breaking news. Let me see if I can find my other news intro here.
The almost breaking one?
Yeah, the almost breaking news intro.
Okay.
Can't find it. I'm not going to worry about it. All right, so here we go. Oh, no, here it is. I got it. Here we go. How's that sound?
Nice.
Very cool. Yes. Almost breaking news.
It's like it's almost breaking.
Yes, UFO hunters will not be going to the polls to elect a new president in November. Why would they? An alleged prophecy from a Bulgarian prophet named Baba Vangi claims that the 44th president of U.S. America would be an African American, got that right,
mm-hmm.
and said would be the last president. According to alien and UFO enthusiasts, the Bulgarian prophet was referring to an alien invasion that will take over the world and alter mankind as we know it.
Well, y'all, I don't know if you remember from our show earlier, maybe last week, but tomorrow is July 29th. The world is ending.
Oh, okay, well.
So the aliens need to hurry up because tomorrow is their last day.
They only have one day.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, you're talking about the Olympics. Did you know that the New Zealand Olympic swimmers were here Tuesday night at the A&M Rec Center?
Get out of here.
That's awesome. I had no idea.
Yes, they were acclimating. They had to come up.
So
they were here swimming.
Do you know why they chose here?
No, I had no idea. I just stopped and asked them. You know, they were in their shirts, and it said New Zealand, so I asked them, and they just said they were with the Olympic swimmers.
So you were just curious, and you found that little nugget out for us?
Yes.
Did they say when they would be leaving?
Sometime this week, yes.
Wow, so yes. We got the New Zealand Olympic swim team here.
I bet they're pretty good, too.
They're very small. We're talking about very small.
Oh, okay.
They're a very small team.
Very good.
They were using the 50-meter pool, see?
Okay, yeah. All right, good. Thank you. I appreciate
cool.
that.
Bye-bye. Well, we do have one of the best natatoriums, I mean, I would say in the state.
Yep.
And so I wonder, and you know, I mean, I guess we're kind of in that area. Yeah. I don't know.
And thank you. We have the greatest listeners.
I know, we have the
greatest listeners to tell us that.
Did you guys hear that cool sound thing that was happening to our voices with the phone?
I think that was just a button being pushed.
We'll talk to engineering about that.
It should be fine. So anyhow, where were we? We were talking about what else?
The world is ending tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah. Well, here's the deal. Even if it's tomorrow, when you consider they probably travel at almost the speed of light, it doesn't take them long to get here.
True.
So
aliens is what we're talking about, everyone.
If they're taking the world over, the to-do list is pretty short.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot more they have to do.
No.
Take over world, check.
That's it. So anyhow, we won't. I don't know why they're
convening. Hopefully they let us get one more show in tomorrow morning.
Well, it could be. This prophet, whose full name is something I don't care to try to pronounce, is known as the Nostradamus of the Balkans, a blind prophet and mystic. She allegedly predicted global warming. Yeah.
How do I get that job? Like, what do I need to do?
To be the Nostradamus of College Station or
something
like that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure. And again, it's like anything else. Nostradamus said some stuff that was kind of vague.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted it to say that, it did.
Okay.
And this lady may have well been the same thing. So really, Chelsea, maybe you already are.
Yeah.
It's a matter of then they'll go, do you realize what she said in such and such
did
a year?
Did you know that she predicted?
Yeah. She apparently predicted the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami. She first made headlines in Russia when her prediction that a Russian nuclear submarine would sink was fulfilled. She also reportedly predicted the Chernobyl nuclear disaster and also September 11th terror attacks, according to her fans. That may be the most important part.
I think that's what I need. Yeah. I need some more fans.
I'd say fans that, followers on,
social media. Those are my
fans. Predicted that the 44th president of the U.S. would be an African-American, and he would be the last president because of the alien invasion.
Wait, I'm having a premonition. Uh-huh. I think between now and the end of the year, something important is going to happen with people in the news.
Two Video is making the number two very special all summer long. Now through the end of August, when you transfer your old family films and videos, you'll get two DVDs for the price of one. So look under your bed, back of the closet, and up in your attic and find those old films, videos, and photos. Then let Two Video convert, preserve, and protect them in high-quality digital files for future generations. Two Video is online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You create the memories, let Two Video help preserve them.
Today's Veterans Minute, brought to you by Bentley Nettles Law.
Last year, my father developed a medical condition that required chemotherapy. His treatment caused my parents to need in-home assistance. My brother and I began writing checks to cover their home health expenses. My father had served for 3 years in the military during the Korean War. I began researching what benefits might be available to him through the Veterans Administration. I discovered the Aid and Assistance Pension Benefit. Only about 1% of those veterans eligible for this assistance ever apply for the program. After completing the application, application and putting some legal documents in place, my father was qualified for the benefit and now receives a monthly check from the VA. This has been a big help in paying for and getting my parents the assistance they need. I wish I'd known about it sooner. You wore the uniform. You're entitled to all the benefits of service to our nation.
Sponsored by Bentley Nettles of Nettles Law, located in Bryan, 979-314-5155. That's 979-314-5155. Learn more by calling or going to nettles-law.com.
Good morning, 725, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. We got that for you. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Hoping you got some rain because the chances are pretty much diminishing. Hanging in at about 30% today, and if it happens, it'll be after 1 o'clock today. Otherwise, about 94, and then the rest of the week and on into the weekend continues to be very warm. Upper 90s, and heat indices probably around 103 to 105. Slight chance of showers, about 20% on Sunday, but we're going to do this thing again until Tuesday of next week as it stands right now. Currently, we've got the winds out of the southeast at 397% relative humidity, and it's 76.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, it's been almost a year since the first videos appeared revealing the horrors that go on inside Planned Parenthood abortion mills, and for which the video makers were indicted. On Tuesday, Texas prosecutors abruptly dropped the charges against the two undercover activists who obtained the footage. According to the Houston Chronicle, the sudden dismissal raised new questions about why prosecutors had proceeded with the case. The DA's office now says the charges resulted from a flawed indictment and a grand jury acting beyond its scope. Well, they might have new questions at the Chronicle, but a lot of us have no doubt why the charges were brought in the first place, and why the baseless case was pursued for so long. Here's why the liberals were scared. For the first time, many Americans saw on video heartless Planned Parenthood executives laughing and joking about aborting babies. Even worse, they saw what the harvesting of organs and body parts was all about. They saw how those body parts were sold and bartered graphically. It was so disturbing, even Democrats were horrified. That is, until Planned Parenthood and their allies launched a PR campaign to convince people that what was on the tape wasn't actually true. And it largely worked. Those of you who watched the Democrat convention saw Planned Parenthood given a prominent role, as if nothing ever happened, while the undercover journalists had to fight bogus charges that took a year to resolve. Sadly, sometimes evil does win.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
We can do so much with today's technology, like shop and bank online. We can use public Wi-Fi. But those things can expose your personal information to identity thieves. LifeLock believes that you can still feel good about doing all those things and not having to worry, because LifeLock can help protect you from identity theft. Unlike free credit monitoring services, which only detect changes in your credit, LifeLock's proprietary technology detects and alerts you to a huge variety of identity threats. And their U.S.-based specialists work to resolve issues if your identity is ever stolen. Now, nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can do a lot more with more peace of mind. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Enrollment takes minutes. Protection starts immediately. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Promo code RUSH. 10% off your deal, 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30, 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens, real estate preferred living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Opponents to the bullet train between Houston and Dallas claim the project is treading water. In one group, Texans Against High-Speed Rail is preparing to fight the project in the state legislature.
Central Texas Partners is the private company pursuing the high-speed rail. Now the Federal Surface Transportation Board has decided they'll have no oversight on the project. Central Texas spokeswoman Holly Reed.
This decision does not change the land purchase program that we're already moving forward with, so our timelines are all intact.
Texans Against High-Speed Rail President Kyle Workman claims the project will run into trouble as they use eminent domain.
They say we don't plan on using eminent domain, but then every time we turn around, they're threatening to sue people.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Among elected officials monitoring the project is Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
I'm not really for it or against it. I'm just, to the extent that touches the federal government, I will have a position on that.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Flores says he does not have a dog in this fight for two reasons. One is agreeing with last week's ruling from the Federal Surface Transportation Board that jurisdiction belongs in the state.
What I have assured our constituents is that I will never allow any federal funding to be used for this project.
Flores says he has constituents who are passionate supporters and opponents of the project. There are now two members of the Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission running for city council positions once held by their fathers. Prentice Madison, who previously served on Bryan's Parks and Recreation Board, is seeking the single-member District 2 seat held by his father, Paul, for 11 years, from 2001 until 2006, and again from 2007 until 2013. Prentice lists his occupation on his filing form as a manager. And as previously reported, Ruben Marine says he wants to follow his father, Joe, in representing single-member District 1. The filing period for the Bryan and College Station City Councils and School Boards continues through August 22nd. A Bryan man is out of the hospital after a car struck him, then stayed on top of him. The driver of the car was arrested by Bryan police for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. According to the arrest report, 44-year-old Jose Martinez Gutierrez said he did not see the victim. This took place Tuesday outside the back of Sodalak's grocery on Highway 21. Officers say the victim, who was drinking a beer, was knocked unconscious and was burned after coming in contact with the car's hot motor. A second person drinking with the victim was not hit. For the second time in 11 months, a Grimes County woman has been arrested for drunk driving in Brazos County. According to the DPS arrest report, 37-year-old Rachel Williams Ford of Richards also has a DWI conviction in Florida. She was arrested early Wednesday morning on Highway 21 near Coulter Field Airport after she missed a turn and her vehicle went into a concrete culvert. She told the trooper she drank six beers prior to the crash. According to online court records, Williams is awaiting trial from a DWI arrest in College Station last August. A College Station business hit by a burglary last week contacted police when finding some of its property for sale online. That led to a sting by police setting up a purchase in the parking lot of a nearby apartment complex. That resulted in recovering two of several electric guitars taken from Guitar Center. 26-year-old Monterace Pierce of Burton was arrested for the theft and altering ID numbers on the guitars. Four BCS small businesses, two in each city, dealt with people passing counterfeit money Tuesday. College Station police report one business accepted a phony $100 bill and another refused. Bryan police also report one merchant took the funny money and another did not. All four incidents are under investigation. Nearly $5 million in federal assistance has been given to victims of severe weather 2 months ago this week in Brazos, Grimes, Burleson, and Washington counties. Brian Mayer Jason Bayinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs reminds victims they have until August 10th to file with the FEMA Disaster Center at the Bryan High School Blue Campus.
We are looking at putting together, we're trying to work with the FEMA officials to bring them in for either a town hall type meeting or a workshop type meeting sometimes next week. So as soon as we get that information, we'll bring that to the public and to the news media to get the word out.
FEMA has announced their Grimes County Center in Todd Mission will close Saturday at noon. The Brazos County Health Department has announced the first case of travel-associated Zika virus. The infected person recently returned from traveling to an area with ongoing Zika transmission by mosquitoes. The health department has no evidence of Zika-infected mosquitoes in the local area. Community Health Services Director Julie Anderson says with Zika, you have to protect yourself from mosquito bites anytime you are outdoors.
These are the type of mosquitoes that spread Zika, are the type of mosquitoes that feed all day long. So with West Nile, we really push the dusk and dawn. People do not need to forget about that. We still need to be vigilant. But now we just can't be dusk and dawn. We've got to worry about it 24/7.
More information about Zika and how to reduce the mosquito population, which is the source of several diseases, is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 7:36. It's 76 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jennifer Fredericks with Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living. The internet is a great place to start your home buying or selling experience, but every market is different and sales prices are not public in Texas. Because of this, the most accurate information will come from a local professional. Call me at 777-4299 or look me up on the web at jenniferfredericks.com. I'd love to guide you through the process of buying or selling a home in our market. jenniferfredericks.com. I work where you live.
It's all new, all true family fun that will inspire you. Expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's family fun lineup includes PBS favorite Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live, a mesmerizing experience for the entire family, The Aluminum Show, Straight from the North Pole, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, and experience Jurassic proportions with Earth's Dinosaur Zoo Live. Sponsored by Shenandoah Veterinary Clinic and Opus Encore. Get your family's tickets now at mscopus.org.
Good morning. It's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway, or you can shop them between University and Broadcrest, or you can shop them at wiltons.com. Wilton's, where you'll find furniture, supplies, and a bunch more. Here are the numbers.
Hotter temperatures start to work their way back into the forecast over the next several days. We're partly sunny today with the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon. Highs right at 95. Tonight, lots of cloudiness. Overnight lows 75 to 80. Tomorrow, turning partly sunny with a high of 95 to 100 through the afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. More sunshine on Saturday. There could be temperatures close to 100 in some spots Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report once again. And in Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros take down the New York Yankees, the Rangers fall to the Athletics, and the Brazos Valley Bombers take their streak to 21. All the details are coming up in sports for you on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We have not given anything away in a while, so we need to. We need to do this. This state has more billboards than any other, 695-1620. This state has more billboards than any other state, 695-1620. I'm going to help you out by giving you four states that it is not. It's not Alaska, it's not Hawaii, it's not Maine, and it's not Vermont, because billboards are outlawed there.
Really?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh? 695-1620, 695-1620. Well, and if you'll look, you know, in College Station, there are no new billboards.
Yeah.
Now, if that's why people who have restaurants, or they not restaurants, any kind of business, and that business goes out of business or that building gets flattened, they keep the pole for the sign there because it's grandfathered in. Same thing's true in Bryan. That's why they keep that there, so that obviously if they took that down, the new sign would not be able to be that high. And you've seen communities where that's the case, or areas where they have very low signs for any kind of store that they happen to have, any retail outlet, because it's aesthetically it's more pleasing.
Yeah.
So let's see what the answer is. So what's the answer?
Hello?
What's the answer?
I'm going to guess California.
That's wrong. Hi there. What's the answer? You got to wait. 695-1620. What's the answer?
Louisiana.
No, it's not. Thanks.
Ooh, good guess.
It is a good guess. 695-1620. This state has more billboards than any other. What's the answer?
Would it be Tennessee?
It would not. Thank you. Hi there. What's the answer?
Nevada.
Nope. Thank you.
We're going to go through all
That's
the rest of
That's a good guess,
them.
Too. Vegas itself has, you know.
Actually, years ago, we did. Well, I forget what the story, what the answer was. Excuse me, what the question was. But we went through 49 states before we got
nice.
The answer. Made Mr. Downs very unhappy. Very unhappy. What we're looking for this morning is the state that has more billboards than any other. 695-1620. What's the answer? Hello? You got to turn your radio down. It's Florida. Way to go. Congratulations. Yeah. We didn't have to go through all of them. All right. Who's this?
This is Joey.
Joey who?
Braley.
What do you do, Joey?
I'm a field supervisor for Mission Petroleum.
All right. You got kids, Joey?
I do.
I got a family four-pack for Moody Gardens.
Cool.
This is the Rainforest, the Aquarium, the SpongeBob SquarePants exhibit. I don't know if that's good or not. Ropes and Zipline, Palm Beach. Oh, by the way, it also includes hotel and golf.
Nice.
It is everything, buddy.
Well, cool, man.
All right. Got to use it by the end of August, but come by here and pick it up. All right?
All right. Thanks, man.
You bet. See you. All right.
I got so excited about that forehead. Hotel and golf. Yeah.
Super cool.
See, that's
that is a cool
pretty
prize.
Pretty good little prize, isn't it? Pretty good. So anyway, yeah, Florida is number one.
Should have known.
Don't know exactly. I could see Texas would make sense.
I thought so, too.
We've got more land than anybody
right?
else.
We got the size.
All right, so here's an app that might be kind of interesting for you. Sometimes when you meet new people, the conversation really works. It flows. That can really happen. But sometimes, not so much. And this app can help you with that because it's an app that's called A Curious Question. And it gives you 300 truly curious questions designed to spark conversation.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. For instance, would you die to save a stranger?
Ooh.
See, that's what I mean.
I feel like that's a super good idea, but at the same time, you'll be like looking at your phone.
Okay,
so.
Now here's the other thing is what would most confuse an archaeologist 5,000 years into the future?
Pokemon Go?
I don't know. It's kind of interesting. I think it's a free app. It doesn't say. Oh no, it does. $2.99.
I feel like you could probably Google, you know, icebreaker questions and find something for free.
Way to go! Dash these people's hopes to make America the greatest country in the world for them, so that they could start this thing. They could tell this story.
They shouldn't have charged.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have charged $2.99.
Okay. All right. Too much money?
I'll think of my own questions.
All right. Too much money.
No, that is kind of cool, though. Those are some pretty good, interesting
but
questions.
But your way is fine, too, and it's also free. So that's
there you go.
It's a matter of you have to have them off the top
but
of your head.
But, Brad, I agree. Put your phones down and have a conversation, people.
Stick the phone in your pocket. All right. Why do people get food cravings? One popular belief is that it is your body craving something that it needs, but Sharon Palmer, who's a registered dietitian, says there's no real evidence that food cravings stem from any kind of a nutritional deficiency. If that were true, then you would be craving broccoli and kale.
True.
Not ice cream and french fries, all right? You're not craving the things that you really need. The fact is that people tend to crave foods that are rich in fats, carbs, and sugar.
Because they're tasty.
Okay, well, and generally the reason for this is emotional. Your desire for pizza is probably your way of seeking out some sort of a comfort food that releases those feel-good chemicals in your brain at a time of stress. Other studies, or it could be you're starving and that's the only thing that's nearby.
Yeah.
Other studies show that cravings can crop up simply because you're on a restrictive or monotonous diet and you want to change it.
Yeah, rebellious.
Yeah.
Couldn't it just be, though, that pizza tastes great?
It could be that, too. Hello?
Yeah, when I die to save a stranger, are they after my Pokemon?
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to get broke out over Pokemon, but did you heard that the Japan government is now asking Niantic, I guess that's the company, to remove Pokemon from the Nagasaki Peace Park?
Yep.
I mean, really?
It shouldn't have been there in the first place.
You're right.
You know, it shouldn't be in memorials and things like that.
But I'm telling you, I think they just drop them. They don't pay attention to actual landmarks. Pokemon in the ocean that we're never going to find.
Well, they also mentioned that they've asked the makers to stop animating the monsters from popping up at the Fukushima disaster zone. Probably not a good idea because of that nuclear meltdown that they had there. So just kind of stay away from that. Just be a really good idea.
And that way you can tell the difference between the real monsters there
exactly
and
right.
the Pokemon.
Okay, you didn't buy a ticket last night, did you? You didn't buy a ticket.
You caught me.
Good for you. It's okay. This Saturday, $478 million.
Woo!
Yeah, $330 cash. And I think they said on the news, after taxes, you'd still pocket about $220
million. Boof, man.
So, you know, if you want to do that, that's fine.
I haven't decided a number, but at some point, you know, you just can't afford not to buy a ticket.
$292 million to $1. I know, but you got to buy a ticket if you want to win. Just saying. 746.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
RE/MAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggie Land over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with RE/MAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
My 15-year-old son Trent is 6'4". Yeah, I have to look up to him. One day I asked him, "How do you like being so tall?" He smiled and said, "Oh, I like it." I told him, "Don't forget, it's not your outer appearance that matters as much as your character and how you treat people." Because of the way Gene and I have raised our boys, I know he understood exactly what I meant. Trent is especially happy about his height. It boosts his confidence, and there's nothing wrong with that. But this was a good opportunity for me to encourage him to look deeper within. Maybe your son or daughter is talented at sports or music or art. They might have stellar grades or be popular at school. But no matter how gifted they are or how attractive they may appear, it's your job as a parent to remind your children about the importance of their character. The same principle applies when a teenager feels inadequate in some way. Teens are in a very delicate and emotional place in their lives. They care deeply about what their peers think. And just as their strengths are magnified, every flaw can also become far more important than it ought to be. And that's where you come in, Mom and Dad. You can encourage your children to never lose sight of something deeper and far more significant than physical attributes and talents. You can teach them to build their character. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Tonight on CNN, live from Philadelphia.
This is
the most important election in our lifetime.
Hillary Clinton makes history.
We want to write the next chapter in American greatness.
As she accepts her party's nomination.
I am so proud to endorse Hillary Clinton as the next president of the United States.
The Democratic National Convention. Final night coverage starts today at 4 Eastern on CNN.
You will always have a seat at the table when I am in the White House.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're looking for senior care for your mom or dad like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. Their local advisors will explain your options and help you select senior living communities at no cost to you.
To speak with your local senior care advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HillcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HillcoSupply.com.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. Well, the excitement surrounding the start of this year's football season is growing, and with your Aggie Football Report, here's our very own Zach Taylor.
For 6 years in a row, the Texas A&M football team has had a player taken in the first round of the NFL draft. Coach Kevin Sumlin says his team has the talent to make it about quantity as well as quality.
What I see is, yeah, we still want to be there on that first night, but it would be very, very nice to have second, third day guys. And I think what you're seeing out of this team are, you know, the Miles Garretts, but you're also seeing our safeties and Justin Evans, Armani Watts, Deshaun Hall, all the receivers, Reynolds, Ricky Seals-Jones. Now you're going to start to see some guys across the board.
And I mentioned the Aggies' streak of 6 straight years with first-round draft picks. Von Miller was taken number 2 overall in the 2011 draft, followed by number 8 overall pick Ryan Tannehill in 2012 and number 2 selection Luke Jokel in 2013. The Aggies actually had 3 players taken in the first round in 2014, with Jake Matthews going at number 6, Mike Evans at number 7, and Johnny Manziel at number 22. Cedric Ogbuehi was taken at number 21 in 2015, and he was followed by Jermaine Effetti last season at number 31. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In Texas Collegiate League Baseball, the magic number is 21 as the Brazos Valley Bombers came out early and jumped on the Strikers, scoring 9 runs in the first 3 innings en route to a 14-7 win over the Woodlands, extending their win streak to 21. The total number of runs in that game, in case you missed it, 21. Zach McGuire put the Bombers on the board first with a 2-run single that scored Garrett McCain and Anthony Herrera. McGuire also added an RBI double in the third as he combined for 4 hits and 5 RBIs against the Strikers in 2 nights. The Michigan State product now has 39 RBIs on the year, one shy of the league lead. The Bombers will have 2 days off before they host the Acadiana Cane Cutters Saturday and Sunday. Game times this weekend will be at 7:10 p.m. Longtime Blinn College baseball coach Leroy Dreyer will be inducted into the American Baseball Coaches Association Hall of Fame class of 2017. Dreyer, who also played at Blinn, is part of a 10-member induction class that will be recognized at the ABCA convention on January 6, 2017 in Anaheim, California. Dreyer served as head baseball coach at Blinn for 27 years. In Major League Baseball,
drill deep right field, kiss it goodbye! A 2-run home run, 4-0 Astros.
Lance McCullers struck out 10 in 6 solid innings. Colby Rasmus broke out of a slump with a 2-run homer, and the Houston Astros beat the New York Yankees 4-1 Wednesday night. McCullers allowed 5 hits and 1 run and tied a season high by fanning 10 for the second straight game. The Astros have the night off tonight, but start a 3-game series with the Detroit Tigers tomorrow at 6:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington,
Davis swings, drives one to right, slicing right down the line. Fair or foul? Fair, gone. Home run the other way.
Chris Davis homered twice. Coco Crisp also went deep, and the Oakland Athletics beat the AL West leading Texas Rangers 6-4 on Wednesday night. Rangers starter Yu Darvish, winless in his last nine starts against Oakland, struck out six without a walk and departed with a 3-2 lead after six innings. The Rangers start a four-game series with the Kansas City Royals tonight at 7:10 p.m. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Mavericks forward Dirk Nowitzki has signed his contract. A person with knowledge of the deal says it's a two-year, $50 million pact, 25% more than the original agreement. The 38-year-old star has spent all 18 of his seasons with Dallas. Cowboys defensive end Randy Gregory is facing a longer suspension over another violation of the NFL's substance abuse policy. Gregory is already suspended for the first four games of the season and could receive an additional 10-game ban for another failed drug test. Team owner Jerry Jones acknowledged that the former Nebraska standout is undergoing treatment. And the crew chief for Kevin Harvick has been suspended by NASCAR for an improperly installed lug nut at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Rodney Childers will not appeal the one-race suspension or his $20,000 fine, keeping him out of the pits for Sunday's race at Pocono Raceway. Childers is the fifth crew chief suspended over a lug nut rule instituted by NASCAR earlier this season. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Hi, this is Thomas from BCS Tire Pros. Let the road trips begin. But before you hit the road, swing by BCS Tire Pros and make sure your vehicle is ready to go. Your tires are the only part of the vehicle that actually touches the road. BCS Tire Pros provides a free 21-point inspection, free tire rotation, and free roadside assistance nationwide, so you're covered wherever you go. Need new tires? BCS Tire Pros carries the best in the business with a great warranty and has a price guarantee. BCS Tire Pros on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
Brad Mitchell in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Okay, so let's say you're looking to buy a home and you're searching through home pictures and you see a picture of a home that looks like it might be nice, but the picture is just too artsy. You can't tell what the house is really supposed to look like. You guys take that into account whenever you're hiring and working with your experts, correct?
Well, we've been working with the same architectural photography firm out of Houston for probably close to 9 years now. So they know generally what our expectations are, but we still accompany them for every photo shoot. We do, when you think about somebody who gets into photography for a career, you know, you kind of think that they probably have a little bit of an artistic eye for things. We just want to make sure that we balance that in our photography because we're not selling the photograph, we're selling the home.
The home is the important part.
So generally we'll only use about 30, maybe 35% of the photographs that we actually get. We want to encourage them to do more photographs than less and to make sure they hit all of those key angles for our clients so that we can maximize their value.
Check them out online, ZARealestate.com.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair. Superior is a company you can count on. For 8 to 8, same great rate. For 24/7 emergency service. For Superior's qualified technicians to service all makes and models. So if your furnace or air conditioner needs to be checked, serviced, or replaced, you can count on Superior. I guarantee it. Superior is our name, our service, and our reputation. Call us or find us online at SuperiorAirRepair.com. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Good morning. About a minute till News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. A couple of would-be carjackers all wet after their encounter at a car wash in Shreveport. One Michael Davis says he's washing his car early on Wednesday morning when he's approached by a guy who's pointing a gun at him and demanding money and the keys to his car. Davis was holding a high-powered sprayer at the time, and he simply pointed it at the criminal.
Hey, your typical hose.
Exactly
those things smart, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So the deal is Davis's dash cam caught the whole video. The guy flees. Moments later, another man comes into view –